Hello and welcome to My Mom's Basement, presented by Barstool Sports. I'm your host, Robbie Fox, and we're going to get right into this interview. It's the first ever Friday bonus episode of this show, something that I'm going to try to implement pretty frequently whenever I can. So let's get into it. UFC featherweight champion Max Holloway discussing his upcoming interim lightweight championship shot at UFC 236. Okay, welcome back to the show. I am joined by a very special guest, one of my favorite fighters, legitimately, of all time.
Thank you.
Max Holloway is in studio promoting his fight against Dustin Poirier at UFC 236. I got to start this interview off and just say, your performance against Brian Ortega, your last fight, one of the greatest performances I've ever seen in the
game. Thank you, boss.
Unbelievable. You. And I'm sure you've seen the videos went viral everywhere of you pulling his arm up and like showing him how to block. Were you really showing him how to block in that fight? Because
yeah.
I've seen some people say you were trying to throw an elbow or something.
I know. If you see what I do, I lift his hand up and then I throw a left hook and then I thumbs up him. Like, there you go. That's what you need.
That's unbelievable. I mean, you're just like, that's the Hawaiian in you, I guess. You're just nice.
I don't know. Yeah, you know.
You're beating the shit out of him and you're still holding up his elbow being like, "Come on, bro. Defend yourself."
Sometimes you got to just help a brother out, you know, and
unbelievable. And after the fight, you guys seemed to be very friendly, said we should be friends after this. Have you spoken to Brian after the fight?
I didn't speak to him after the fight. No, he was busy doing stuff. I saw he had some injuries after the fight, so you know, hopefully he's coming back well, and we can see him back in there. You know, I see him calling for fights against Aldo or somebody. So, hopefully he can work his way back up. And, you know, we're two young guys, you know. I told him there, too. I told him, actually, after the fight was, you know, we're both young guys, you know. And I heard that you said that we probably would be friends if we was from the same neighborhood. And I said, that's cool, you know. But I told him, let's get this money first. Let's fight a couple times and we can be friends. Probably be friends after.
Yeah, I think that would be an awesome, like, trilogy. Especially being, like, the nature of the rivalry between you is such a competitive rivalry.
Yeah.
It's nothing outside of that.
Yeah.
It's strictly in the cage. Did you
business.
See he's making, like, movies with Holly Berry or something now?
Oh, yeah, I heard.
Sliding in those DMs or something?
Congrats to him. Yeah, yeah. That's what I heard, you know. Surprisingly, lucky Holly Berry ain't from Hawaii, though. You know where she would have went now. Just joking. I'm just playing.
So you got this fight coming up. You're moving up a weight class. You're jumping up to face Dustin Poirier for the interim lightweight championship.
Uh-huh.
You're the featherweight champ now. You got the title sitting next to you.
Uh-huh.
You can't see it on a podcast. It's the title that I think is the gorgeous title.
The
OG. It's not the legacy belt
like
yet. You're working to get that one.
Yeah.
What made you want to jump up? What was it for you? Was it the legacy aspect? Was it the weight cut issues
mm-hmm.
aspect? I don't know if that was even a factor in your decision.
Not a factor at all. You know, it's a legacy thing. It's not even about a belt, you know. I got a bunch of the belts at home, and, you know, Mini Bliss, Rush, you don't even know how much I have. You know, they're all in the closet. We don't care. You know, after our Ortega fight, I actually wanted to defend my 45 belt in the summer card. You know, that big summer card that always happened July and stuff. So we was aiming for that. I was getting a bunch of my business stuff ready to go and figuring things out with all tax season and stuff. And
do you have an opponent in mind for that?
I didn't know who was. Yeah, that's what me and my team was talking about. That's what we was aiming for. He's like, look, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna focus on business things right now. We had a bunch of business opportunities, so we was doing that. It was like, let's get ready for July. And then they came with this fight, you know, in April, you know. And many people know Tony was the first name, and Tony is like, you know, we almost on the same streak, you know. People actually, I was in Toronto. I got. They thought I was Tony Ferguson. I was kind of, hurt from that guy at the ball place, you know. And then even people on Twitter. This is going to my Twitter feed, and some guy was saying like, oh, I don't know how he's fighting so much. You know, I hope his head is good. And they're like, what are you talking about? You're talking about Tony. This Max, dude. You know, so it's kind of funny. That would have been a great fight, you know. But all jokes aside, I hope Tony's doing good right now. I hope he figures it out. And I hope he comes back soon, you know.
I think we all do.
The sport is missing him. You know, it's hurting without him. And hopefully we get to see that soon.
Absolutely. So what do you have to say to – I've seen some lightweights calling, saying you don't deserve this shot. You're disrupting the weight class and whatnot. Like, how do you respond to that?
It's simple, you know. Fight me. And you know, if I'm disrupting the,
it's gotta be awesome to be able to say that. Yeah. See, I'm like a 145 pound, not in shape guy. I'm just a skinny like comic book dork. It's gotta be awesome to be like, you got a problem with me? Fight me, and be serious about it. Because I say that and I'm not serious. Yeah, about it. I'm like, yeah, fight me.
The thing is, like, I'm not gonna fight someone on the street. You know, I see some of these guys. They talking and they're doing like they think it's cool and blah blah blah, but. You know, at the end of the day, I don't get paid to fight you in the street. Make sure, you know, make sure we have a check, you know, and make sure it's in front of thousands and millions of people because I want people to witness this, you know. So that's my whole thing, you know. Everybody keeps saying, you know, we're disrupting our stuff. I don't see how, you know. It's you guys got a champion there. They made this belt because the champ is saying that he wouldn't fight into November, I think. So that's 8 months away. You know, and a lot of things can happen. You know, he was saying he didn't even know if he was going to come back and fight. You know, all kind of stuff. Maybe he does come back early. Maybe he fights Floyd Mayweather. They was like playing that idea of boxing Floyd Mayweather. I was like, what? And then, or maybe he gets hurt. You know, we don't know. You know, we don't know. The UFC don't know. I think so. It's a smart move on what the UFC is doing. And there's really no clear cut contenders right now at 55 anyway. You know, with the whole the Tony issue. You know, and they just did that they did the Conor fight. You know, I think Dustin deserves it. And even at 45, you know, we see who's next. You know, after this. You really don't know what's clear right now. You know, there's no clear cut. You know, everybody keep telling me about this guy and that guy. I'm like, look, my thing is simple with the UFC. I tell UFC, send me whoever you guys think is the hardest fight with their name and my name on a contract. I'll sign it and I'll send it back.
You're an absolute savage. And this fight, this fight coming up, Dustin Poirier, it's the rematch. So this was a fight you had very early on in both of your careers, and you suffered a defeat in that fight. Looking back, is it the kind of thing that you can't get out of your brain because you know how much you've improved and you know how much of a better fighter you are where you're like, man, I really wish I could get that back even before it was booked? Or is it the kind of thing as a fighter that you kind of just got to let go?
I just let it go, you know, and like I said, I'm a competitor though. I'm a competitor. Like you said, I'm competitive and I want to fight, you know. I got three of them. In that column on the side of my record, you know, and I wanted all three of them back, you know. But at the end of the day, if I wasn't gonna be able to, I wasn't gonna be able to. If I am, I am. You know, I'm like I said, all these guys is cupcakes, you know. And you know, the first time I tried this one, you know, it wasn't too good. So hopefully this time around it'd be much better. So I can't wait.
One of those you got in the L column is Conor McGregor. Would you say I've seen you and Conor go back and forth on Twitter, especially recently? Would you say Conor is the most animosity you've ever had against an opponent? Because generally, you're pretty friendly with all your opponents.
Yeah.
And even Conor, there's not a ton of animosity, but there's a little jabbing. There's a little back and forth. Would you say he's the most?
I just think it's funny, you know. At the end of the day, like you said, you know, it's not animosity, really. It's just that he's going to say something. I'm not going to back down from it, you know. And he didn't. And with the things that we do, we're competitive. We're competitive, you know. And a bunch of the things that I do and he say, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's just it's facts. That's what it is. You know, people, it's not really shit talking when you're speaking facts, you know. And I like hearing that guy with facts. So that's just what we do.
Yeah, I'm a huge Conor guy. I don't know if you knew that. I'm a massive Conor fan. I got to tell you, in the back and forth, it was like 10-8 Holloway. I was sitting there being like, do I really have to cover this right now? This guy just body bagged my guy. It was tough to watch. What do you make of the recent Conor Habib stuff? Because as a fan of Conor and as a fan of the sport, as someone that covers the sport, I hate it. Yeah. I'm looking at it's gotten so nasty and so ugly that I'm like fearful that one of these guys is gonna happen to one of them with the way they're talking. What do you make of it as a competitor who's very just down the middle, not really into that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you know, exactly what you said. It's not even to do with the sport, so I'm not even focusing. You know, I heard Dana White saying he's going to intervene. I'm glad for that. You know, these guys got big platforms, you know, and I think so they should use it for good. And one of the things on my mind right now that one of them should tweet about is climate change, because right now a bunch of people is telling me that it is cold in New York and it's not supposed to be this cold, you know. And same thing in Hawaii, you know, it's kind of cold there And it's not supposed to be this cold already. So, you know, that's, make one of them talk about climate change or something. It'll change the world.
Let's start talking climate change. I'm here with Max Holloway, and we're going to start a climate change podcast. Maybe get Crone Gracie on the podcast. Have you heard his flat earth theory?
Yeah, I don't know.
Bro, it's unreal.
Did you guys see that Netflix flat earth
Yes,
series?
Behind the Curve? Yo, I just watched it. It was so funny. Bro, it's the funniest thing I've ever watched.
The funniest part was when the guy was like, look, if it's a flat earth and we have this thing and this light, we'll put it, you should see the light through the pukas, through the holes. And then he's like, but if it's curved, then you need to lift it up a little. And then he's like, okay, what are you doing? I'm holding it straight. Okay, lift it up. You see it? Yeah, what are you doing? Lifting it up. Oh, that's really cool.
The whole thing, like, they just realized, like, oh, wait, the earth is
maybe
curved.
Maybe it is curved.
It was so great that they got, people are being, they're like, you have to take us seriously. And they're wearing, like, light-up sunglasses and light-up bow ties. It's one of the, if you haven't watched Behind the Curve on Netflix, it's honestly one of the
funniest. I didn't watch it.
I just
saw that clip. It was just, I thought
Bro,
it was
you got to watch the whole thing.
But it's hilarious, too, you know.
Crone Gracie thinks we live on an eyeball.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's like, we live on a giant's eyeball.
Yeah, but then that giant eyeball is not flat, so he's contradicting himself.
No,
right?
He said like, you know the colored part of your eye?
Yeah.
He said that's like looking up, and it's flat in the middle of it. There's some kind of, we're on the flat part in the middle. I don't know. You got to watch his theory.
It's not ever flat. You look in an eyeball. I don't care where it is. There's no flat side of eyeball.
Listen, my man. It's Crone's eye, and we're just living in it. I got to ask you, Crone's an exciting fighter.
Yeah.
What fighters are there in the UFC or in any combat sports that you look at? You're at the top of your game in your prime. Who do you look at and go, they excite me? I like to watch them fight.
You know, there's a bunch of them. You know, there's a bunch of fighters that do that, you know. Barboza is one of them. Gaethje is one of them.
That fight was unbelievable. Lived
guys,
up to the
you
hype.
Know?
Are you watching UFC week to week, by the way?
I try to. But, you know, being in Hawaii and stuff, we train on Saturdays and I train on Fridays. And sometimes I'm in training, like the Gaethje fight and stuff.
Yep.
I had to rewatch the rerun because I was sparring and stuff that day. So, yeah, I try to keep up and watch and this and that, or so on some of them, you know. Sometimes it's just like, you know, it's my job, like, you know, like somebody who like the podcast. I'm sure you guys don't like listening to podcasts after doing this all the time, you know. So it's like it's work for me sometimes, and then other times, like how you said, like some fighters really intrigue me, you know, like
Stylebender, is he one?
Stylebender intrigues me. He's super cool, you know. And then you got guys that just intrigue you, like, for personality-wise, like Thug Nasty.
That dude,
man, I was hearing his story about his thing. I was like, dude.
Dude,
like,
I had Dana White on the podcast just 2 weeks ago, and we were talking about Thug Nasty. This guy is so crazy. I actually hit him up. I want to go out to Arkansas and make a video, like, helping him fix his roof or something. Because did you hear this stuff he said? He's got to take a layoff because he's got some Jerry Springer shit going on at home.
I did hear that. That's fun. That's why that dude is cool. I met him once. I did when he was on DC's team.
Yeah, I
got to go and meet him. I was in an episode, and it was all pretty cool. But, you know, Thug Nasty is Thug Nasty, man.
How's a DC rivalry treating you for the daddest man on the planet?
Oh, man. You know, we call him Danos now. You know, I told him, you know, I'm the type of dude, like, I tell everybody, I'm not, like, how much of a competitor savage is. I want to be, you know, I already did, and, you know, there's goals. You know, I did a goal of I wanted to become a UFC champion. Now I want to be the number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world. And Danos is number one pound-for-pound in the world. So I told him, you know, you better watch out. You know, like, if you get a contract in my name, you know, damn, best believe I'm signing it. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm signing it.
I got to tell you, if you want to be the daddest man on the planet, you got to have less swag. Right now, you walked in with the coolest shoes I've ever seen. Here in a matching OVO jumpsuit, like you got to do that. Like tuck your sweatshirt into your sweatpants. Wear some New Balances, something like that. On a lighter note, Mini Blessed.
Yes,
I love this kid.
Yes,
I've probably blogged about Mini Blessed as many times as I've blogged about you.
Oh, you're the man. You're the man,
bro. That's the truth. Your son is the funniest, most swagged out kid on the planet. There's videos of him standing on chairs at Bruno Mars concerts, getting down like you've never seen. Like, if I have 1/8 the swag that Mini Blessed has, by the time I'm dead, it will be a good life.
Man,
he dabs you out of the planet every time you win a fight.
He does. And then, Man, I wish, like, I got videos of him at the Logic came down and Eminem came down concert, and he was on the chair doing it, but I was missing the good parts. And man, he was going for it. Like, we was all focused, and when I look at him, he's like a big, I don't know how it happened. He downloaded YouTube Music, but he's like, he's the reason why we went. Like, I love Eminem, but he's the reason why we went, because he's like, Dad, I heard Eminem's coming down. Can we go to the concert?
How old is he?
He's 7.
Oh my God.
So this guy is like listening to, like, I'm like, how do you know Eminem? And he's like, he's like listening to YouTube Music.
Yeah.
And he listened to that. Like, he found Eminem, and like, he's like, I don't know if some videos I posted up of him rapping, like, he tried to rap before, like, he tried making stuff. He's so funny. That kid is
Has he seen 8 Mile?
I did not show him 8 Mile.
Bro, you gotta show him 8 Mile. I'm sure he would love it. Does he like watching you fight?
Oh, he loves it. He loves watching me fight, man.
No fear?
No fear. Like, he makes the, like,
if you were my dad, I wouldn't fear.
The last fight, if you see, like, Paul Felder said something like, oh my gosh, look at his son's face, he's in touch. Like, he wasn't. That's just how he is. Like, he's at home watching TV. Like, he does this weird thing where he sat, like, him and his, on his mother's side, like, a bunch of their kids do it too. Like, they sit down, the TV's here, and then they, like, look sideways. So he does this weird thing, and he makes his eyes something weird that makes him look concerned, but he's not. That's how he could be watching the most kid-friendly show ever, and he watches it like that, you know? So
I do this thing when I'm watching fights where I think I'm in the fight. It's like VR.
Oh, yeah.
And I just do the head bobbing.
That's cool.
I love doing that, man.
That's awesome.
UFC Hawaii. Have we had any update on UFC Hawaii? Has there ever been progress made where you're like, I think this thing's going to happen? Because I'm not going to bring up the name. I won't say it. The UFC's in the room. I won't say it. But a rival competitor went to Hawaii, and it was an amazing MMA event.
Yeah.
You gotta be jonesing for that Hawaii card.
It was super cool, you know.
And man, as someone that covers it, you gotta get that Hawaii card.
I could put on
the expense report, like, yeah. Oh yeah, I didn't want to do it, but now I gotta go Hawaii
coming,
for
you
work.
You coming down? You're number one. We gotta have number one Mini Bless fan there for sure. But yeah, we see what happens. You know, I don't know. You know, I talked to some of the I talked to some guys and this and that, and they keep going back and forth. You know, who knows? You know, maybe after this. After I come to, I like to call it, instead of champ, it's champ IC champ. So,
yeah,
so
true.
So after that, maybe I hold out and be like, look, take me home, or, you know, I'll fight you, Dana. You know, I know. I guess the cool thing is calling out, like, celebrities who don't fight.
Yo,
nowadays.
Pull that soundbite right now. So, I'll fight you, Dana. Max Holloway.
I love you, Dana. Don't do that. Don't do that to me. You're gonna make me out of
we
the
won't
job.
Do you dirty. We won't do you dirty. So you're wearing the OVO jumpsuit.
Uh-huh.
I got to tell you, in this office, we have Drake's biggest fan.
Oh, yeah?
Legitimately his biggest fan. And if you don't mind, I'd like to bring him in to ask a few questions about Drake.
Yeah.
Because this guy is obsessed. Every time that you fight, he's like, oh, yo, Drake's boy's fighting. I gotta watch Drake's fight.
That's my dude. I need to meet
him. Yeah, so we're going to bring him in the room right now. Okay. I think he's next door. I just shot him a text. Hopefully he comes in. You and Drake, when did this start between you and Drake?
I guess it kind of happened organically, you know. That's all it was, you know.
Here he is. This is Young Page Views.
What's up, brother?
What's going on?
What's up, brother?
Grab this mic.
It's me and you, brother.
You gonna move the title out of the way for me? I feel like
yeah.
Title's moved out of the way. So I just told him you're Drake's biggest fan, and you had to come in here ask him a few questions. The jumpsuit looks unbelievable.
I mean, that's the first time I've seen one like this in real life. I figure this is like some sort of, you know, one-on-one type of thing. What's the deal?
No, this one, you can get these ones. They send me stuff all the time, but yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah. They send me stuff too. I just go on the website and we enter our information, and then comes right to the office. So
yeah,
same type of situation. But I mean, obviously, to start off the top, when you hear, did you hear it before it came out on the album, the name drop, or like what is like that whole process like?
No, I heard it just like everybody else, you know, and it's always cool. It's fun, you know. Everybody kept asking me about it, but you just gotta keep things secretive, you know. You can't be going around telling you, airing your laundry out for everybody. So
right.
You know, you just keep them guessing.
And is that like, what do? You text them when you hear it, like, yo, that's crazy. Like, hopefully, I have this problem in the future. But what do you say to Drake when he name drops you on his
for
album?
when Drake name drops him? What should
he
say to Drake?
We know what to do.
Just be cool, bro. Don't be nothing, buddy. Then maybe
just be cool about it, bro.
Just be totally cool.
Yeah, just be totally good. Yeah. 8 out of 10. You know, whatever your would be. 10.
You shot him. You're like, yo, that name drop could have been better.
Yeah. No.
No. No. That's the song's called that.
Oh. See, I'm so out of the loop.
That was playing it cool though. He didn't know. Yeah. He's like, oh yeah, I don't even know. Yeah.
Exactly.
You could have nailed that better, bro.
This dude right here.
Damn. All right, so if Drake ever name drops me, I want this on record now. I'm just be like, hey, thanks, bro. Like, cool. May not even text
him. Do whatever, yeah.
Yeah, maybe don't even text him.
Like, a couple days later.
Not because you don't have his number.
Just put it in a, you know, you ever watch the LeBron videos?
The Instagram stories, yeah.
He's like, yeah, just bump to it. That's it.
All right, fair enough. Now, when he's, I'm the biggest Drake fan we know. That's on record.
I told him.
So, I'm not chirping if he hears this. But he's been known to support a few different causes over the years. This is a nice way to say it. When he's out there with the Irish flag and everything, what's the deal with that? Is it ever like, hey, man, I thought, you know, what side are we on?
Nah, it's cool, man. It is what it is. You know, he's friends with everybody. You know,
right. It seems that way.
And then this Drake curse thing, it it's funny. It's a funny thing. Like, he's friends with people that's winning championships too. So,
bro, you're one of the only ones to break the Drake curse.
No, actually, he's friends with Kevin Durant. He won a ring. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Like,
he got him tatted on.
He's friends with everyone in the NBA.
Yeah, true. That's what I mean. So it is what it is, you know. But I guess the true test is we see if Anthony Joshua lives up to it, right? What is it? He just was training with Anthony, so we see what happens.
Was it ever in your head at all before the fight?
Not at all. People kept trying to put that negative energy on me. I'm like, no, keep that energy away from me.
Right. All right. Now, this may be kind of a controversial question, but so Drake, he's online. I've never actually weighed him, but it said he's about 170 to 180. Are you worried about him coming into your weight class? I know we've seen the videos of him with the pads.
Yeah.
He looks like a pretty tough matchup, if we're being honest.
Yeah, we're being totally honest, you know. And your guy's boss looked like he could take him, if we're being 100% honest. So, yeah.
I mean,
one bite, you know the rules.
I know. We know everybody knows the rules, but
how do you envision that fight going? You versus Drake
in the
octagon.
Have you seen the pad work videos?
Yeah, I saw it. He's pretty good. Drake is the man, you know. But I don't know. Just, you know, Drake, don't hit me with a false sweater, you know, in there. But then we'd be all right, you know. Maybe he sings. He sings me to, like, you know, to sleep like a Jigglypuff or something. But I don't know.
I didn't see a Jigglypuff My dad has had a Jigglypuff Pokemon card in his wallet since I was like 5 years old. That's just a little. I don't know why. He loves Jigglypuff. Shout out to Jigglypuff.
Your dad, your Midwest dad, just loves Jigglypuff?
For some reason, dude. Jigglypuff doesn't get enough love. I think it was an underrated Pokemon. You know what I mean?
Bro, that's friggin' weird.
That's kind of weird.
It's not that weird.
That's
cool.
I know know the kind of guy your dad is. That's weird.
All right, well,
I thought your dad, maybe he said Midwest. Maybe your dad not be a Charizard kind of guy.
Bro, he's from St. Louis. He's got a Pokemon card in his wallet.
I don't know, dude. I never knew when this would come back up in my life, but when you said that, it's like, damn, shout out to
All right. Do you got any more Drake questions for our guy Max Holloway here?
And, you know, we had the tennis ball video, too. The guy is the most elusive person I've ever seen. So, you know, obviously he can't be hit. Do you have any other, like, training advice just from his
videos? Would you train with him?
I would train with him. That would
be sick Instagram.
Yeah, even if I ever got to train with him, man, even Oliver. Oliver, the guy who actually runs OVO, he actually does a lot of training, so I'd love to train with him.
Damn. So what about Oliver versus Drake? Who are you taking?
Man, you guys go watch Oliver's videos. The dude is a killer.
Sounds like we heard his answer right there. Oh, no. Sounds like we heard his answer. You got to give this guy a call if you train with him. Thank you for joining us.
There's no chance that happens, but I would be totally cool.
Listen, it was a pleasure talking with you. Nah, Dustin Poirier, UFC 236, order the pay-per-view, ESPN+. Our guy Max Holloway is going to pick up the win, become the champ, IC champ.
That's what I like to hear. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Yeah.